When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the first hour of our Mercury in Retrograde edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper left. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and that will then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days, and gosh, that's a lot of great stuff I've posted. It's been so long since I've actually done a live show, because we had an extra encore run because of Walter Stoffel, author of Lance, Spirit Unbroken, having some health issues, and we had to postpone our last teaching show. So I think it's actually, oh, I better bring him to the party, because Animal World's production engineer is here as always, and it's so nice to see his face again. That would be Nathan Miller. Good morning, Nathan.
Hey, good morning, Martha. Happy weekend.
Gosh, long time no see.
I know, right? It almost feels like a month.
I know. It's been, and Stacy and I were just texting last night that it's been so long since we've seen each other, and we were royal watching and animal TV watching together just of late. And she is doing okay. And, you know, she had was out with COVID after her big trip to Monaco.
All those
cool places. And she's doing well. She is feeling a lot better. A little cough left over. So it sounds like, you know, I thought maybe she'd recover a lot faster than me because she's younger. But, you know, it she's taking her time, too. So I'm just now, I had it, what, in February. I'm just now getting back to kind of normal energy. I'm not 100% there yet. But it's a slow thing.
That's what happens with some people. It's called the long haul. They seem to have a really long time getting rid of all those symptoms, and they stick with you for quite a while.
Yeah, and there can be some strange things, but not on my list of things that we were going to discuss today. My goodness, is there a lot of stuff going on, Nathan? Not only is it the first Sunday of May, and it's later, it's May 7th, so you know, we're getting a late start on the month. Usually the first Sunday of the month's earlier, but it's May 7th, and so that means, gosh, we had Cinco de Mayo on Friday,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, but you know, I knew it was Cinco de Mayo, but I didn't hear anybody mention it, and I had a busy day on Saturday, and I was driving around doing a lot of stuff, but I didn't hear anybody mention it until later in the day, so I don't know, was it just not that big a deal this year, or?
I kind of had that same vibe with it as well.
Did you?
Really,
okay.
You know, think it about it myself like, either.
Yeah. It just seems like there wasn't all the hoopla there normally is.
And where I go play pool on Friday nights, it's right next to a Mexican restaurant. And
yeah? What, they having a big thing?
It didn't seem like the parking lot was any more crowded or anything was more packed. But I was just kind of going over there quickly because I accidentally left my ID there on Monday. But from what I saw, it just seemed like a normal crowd and typical Friday night.
Wow. Well, and then in the middle of the night, or starting in the middle of the night, was a Friday night, was the big coronation of Prince Charles and Queen Camilla. And I don't see any spark from you, Nathan, so you are not a royal watcher?
Nah, not really.
Okay, well, just so you know, Stacey's a big royal watcher. And I have an affinity, I think, for the British royal family, because my mom and dad serving in the army during World War II, and they were stationed in Southampton in England and running the troops out of Southampton. And mom got to have tea with the Queen. And so I kind of grew up with a love for the royal family because I inherited that from my mom. So both Stacey and I tried to watch it live, and neither of us made it through the whole thing, but we've been catching up on what we missed. But it's such a big historical event, and whoa, do the British know how to do pomp and circumstance? The royal coaches and the crowns are like 5 pounds a piece. It's like they have to practice to wear them, you know, and it was amazing. So if you didn't get a chance to watch it, I'm sure you still can. And it was really something else. So that happened. And then yesterday, Saturday, was the big Joyous with Inyu Ananda event that we've been talking about so much. And of course I did go to that, but the other big thing yesterday was the first Saturday of May, of course, is opening day, boating day. So all of that stuff happened yesterday. And I think it was a little better day yesterday than today in terms of weather wise. Although you look a little better down in, the Bellevue area from the cameras that you showed me, Nathan. It just looks cloudy down where you are, but everything looks dry.
Mm-hmm.
Up here, I have more clouds, and it's wet, puddle wet. It's not actually raining at the moment, but it's puddle wet, and I expect more rain anytime.
I'm trying to look up that way right now. Unfortunately, I can only go north and then west. I can't go east, which is where you are.
Yeah. But anyway, so it's kind of a gloomy, rainy day up here. And when I checked the weather last night, that is supposed to continue. I think, isn't it? Aren't we supposed to have some little dicey weather and rain on and off for a few days, but I understand by midweek or so it's supposed to be getting nice again. Is that the deal?
Oh, those scattered showers seem like they're decreasing or not as becoming much of a threat anymore. At least for the Seattle area, all I'm seeing is really maybe just a very slight chance of scattered showers going through Monday night. But other than that, we're going to see a partly sunny to mostly sunny days, and temperatures will get up until around the low mid-80s by the time we hit next weekend.
Wow. Okay. So we'll have another round of spring, almost summer-like weather. It's kind of like nothing is normal anymore, Nathan. And
it's not going to be sporadic.
Just so weird.
It's not going to be sporadic like last week. You know, we went from 60 to 80 within a matter of a day.
Yeah.
And boy,
yeah,
that messed with a lot of people's sinuses, it seems like. Everybody
mine included.
And, but this time it's going to be a lot more gradual, 63 on Monday and then 68 on Wednesday, 70 on Thursday, 75 on Friday, and then we'll be up in the 80s by Saturday.
All right. So there's a lot more to talk about related to all of that, but it looked like, the opening day of boating went well down at I grew up in Laurelhurst, so that was a big day when I lived down in that area. And but it looked like they had a nice boat parade and that kind of went normally, so that's good. And and then we have the Kraken going on. So have you become a Kraken fan, Nathan?
Not to the point where I'm going around watching all the games, but to the point where I got very upset on the injury of one of the Kraken players. I'm sure you know that.
No, I hadn't heard.
I was talking about, one of our, I guess he's one of our top players, Jeremy McCann, I believe his name is.
Oh, I didn't.
He was just.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, they were playing the Avalanche, and a team member from the Avalanche came by and checked him really hard, blindsidedly, and he's still injured, and that was.
Oh, dear.
A little over a week ago that he had that hit happen.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So, hopefully they can keep going, and they're currently tied with the Stars right now, I know, 1-1. They have their next game at 6:30 today, and I have to double-check where they're playing that game today.
They're down there, aren't they? Isn't this the second away game?
No, they'll be here in Seattle.
They're here,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, this is the third game coming up. So they do two in Dallas, then I think three in Seattle, right. Then two in Dallas.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so it's here today. Yeah.
Yep.
And that, well, anyway, I'm not a hockey person. I never have been. I don't think I will be. I haven't watched a Kraken game. I just, you know, I attune with the energy, and there's something about the energy of that team and the logo. The energy is so much better, at least from my perspective and the way I feel things. And like, I don't do this like Natasha does, you know, and can really tune in, but it just feels like their energy is so much, I don't know, I want to say better, higher level or something than our other sports teams. But I see the logo and I hear them and it just feels really good to me. So I don't know. We'll have to see.
So you're saying the way their logo looks makes it look like they're more contending logo than the rest of the Seattle teams?
I don't know. I just like it better. It's just the way it looks, the way it feels is just really different than like the Mariners or the Seahawks.
So like if you were at another team, you would, let's see, what's the word? I had it in my head and it just went out the door. Thank you, Mercury in retrograde.
Oh, you wouldn't want to.
Look like a team you wouldn't want to mess with.
Well, no,
opposing team.
It's not that kind of energy.
Huh?
I don't know. It's a positive, upbeat. But I think maybe the only thing I could relate it to when I was talking to a client about it earlier on a session last week, that you know the Mariners and the Seahawks way back in the day when they started, related to their stadiums and stuff, there was a lot of negativity around all of that. Because they're, you know, especially with like the Mariners and the stadium, and I mean, it was voted down and then they figured out a way to do it anyway. And there was a lot of not so good energy in the way they both started out, but that's not the case with the Kraken. So I don't know. Whatever it is, it's energetic and I can't really explain it any better than that. So I guess I won't, but anyway, they're playing, so they play, but later in the day, so they don't interfere with what we're doing.
No, they'll be at 6:30, so plenty of time between the end of the show and then.
Yep, so you can get all Krakened up or whatever you do. But so that's going on, and but of course it was a wonderful day at Ananda yesterday, and the sun poked out just a hint here or there. All of the festivities were in the temple or the yoga hall, and it really was a wonderful event. We have the worldwide spiritual directors of Ananda are in town, Nayaswamis, Jyotish, and Devi, and they are our official international peace ambassadors for the UN. And boy, it is so uplifting when they're here, and they're doing service this morning at the temple. So, of course, we want you to stay with us here, and you can do what I like to do, which is go and watch, do the service after Animal World, which you can do on Facebook. Just go to Ananda Seattle and Bothell on Facebook, and it streams live on Facebook, and then you can watch it anytime you want to after, because it stays there. So, gosh, a lot going on. And in addition to all of that, well, so let's see. Let's catch up, Nathan.
We haven't been catching up already?
Well, I mean, with Animal World
yes.
here.
Let's see what's going on in the animal world.
Well, it's the first Sunday of the month, so that's Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And of course, normally we have a regular lineup of our normal shelters and rescues and so forth, and that we chat with. And the retrograde seems to have hit us in more than one way today. So the lineup is different than it usually is. Normally in this first hour, Nathan and I would really have to tap dance to get everything done, and we would start our interviews at 9:30, and normally we'd be joined by Meow Cat Rescue and Marilyn Hendrickson. But I have to say, Marilyn's missing in action. So I'm kind of assuming she probably is on vacation again. I remember, Nathan, she was out of town for a first Sunday last year or sometime. Or it might have been earlier this year. I don't remember, but she couldn't do the interview because she didn't have any self service or email or phones or anything, and there was no way to connect with her when she was wherever she was. I think she's where she was before again. Because I have not been able to connect with her in any way. So hopefully all is well, but it's just going to be me and Nathan for this first hour. Good news is there's a lot of stuff happening with animals, and we haven't been live for a while, so there's a lot of stuff to talk about. So I got to catch up on all kinds of things. And then the second hour should be normal. We will be joined by Help Animals India and catch up on what's going on with all the animals over there, and what Eileen needs our help with and wants to bring to our attention. And then we will get to current events and all the stuff going on there. And then the last hour of the show, we will check with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program as usual. And as far as I know, well, according as of last night, Laura's joining us. And with all the big celebrations and events going on at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell and the Ananda Yoga Hall, everybody's busy. So it'll just be us again for the last half hour of the show. But boy, there's some biggest classes of the year coming up, and I've got all kinds of stuff to talk to you about there. And I might as well mention it now, since it is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. I have had an interesting connection going on with a couple of gals in the area that are doing some interesting rescue work. And they found me and connected, and primarily because, Nathan, they don't have a shelter or a rescue, but apparently they rescue dogs from places and stuff. And when they rescue dogs, they need foster homes to keep them in until they can find permanent homes and all that sort of stuff. So they are always looking for good foster homes. And their story is quite interesting. And they contacted me, Nathan, because they've got a interesting Rottweiler mix teenage dog that is in their custody at the moment in a foster and is completely out of control and a real issue problem. And so they contacted me about how to help this dog. And it sounds like I'm probably going to do a session with them and educate them and see if we can't get control of this dog so he has a chance of being rehomed. And I had hoped to maybe have a chat with them later in the show today to kind of introduce y'all to them and get everybody beating the bushes for fosters for them and find out more details. However, that didn't all come together. After all, Mercury is in retrograde. So I can just tell you about it now. But if there are any of you that, you could foster dog here or there and are interested in that, and for whatever reason aren't hooked up with any of our other shelters and so forth, got some gals that could use your help. So if you are interested in fostering, you can always shoot me an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, and let me know that you'd like to foster, and I can pass you on to Sarah and Robin. So Anyway, so I mentioned that. That's good. It looks like we need to officially start the show so then I can chat with you about everything that's going on. Nathan, what is your pleasure? Would you like to take care of advertisers and then start the show?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do those ads right now while we have a moment.
Yeah, he doesn't like to be off schedule. So even though we've been here for 20 minutes... We aren't officially underway yet. We do that, of course, with our because it's Sunday with our prayers and affirmations. So we'll take care of our advertisers because without them, there is no show. And then we will come back and officially start the show. And I can start knocking off this list of stuff going on that y'all need to know about. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling here on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And of course, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and it's a big deal this weekend out at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell. Jyotish and Devi, the worldwide spiritual directors, are here in town, and they are doing service this morning. And you can watch that on Facebook. Ananda, Seattle, and Bothell will get you the Ananda Facebook page. Or you can go to anandawashington.org, and they also stream it through the website as well. And you can listen, you can watch after the show if you like. And gosh, I'll have more to tell you later in the show about all the classes coming up at Ananda. And gosh. It is time to officially start the show. We haven't done that yet. And if you haven't been around for that, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for the animals and one for us human animals. And then we got a pile of affirmations that we do to get ourselves spiritualized up for the day and the week. So I'm going to go ahead and start with that. But know that whether or not you participate in this part of the show with me is completely up to you. This is optional. So you can say the prayers and affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. Completely up to you. It's not like dancing and the exercise and spreading the love and light around the world when we love train at 10 and 11. Dancing is required. But this part is optional. So I'm going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now, for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, we've got our pile of affirmations here. I say each one of these affirmations out loud three times, and you can do them along with me. They are included because each one of them are very powerful. I use them all every day myself, and I know a lot of you do as well, at least those of you that I hear from. And most are contributed, or all, from parts of our spiritual or animal world family here. And this first one does come from my spiritual family, but also is one that just changed my life completely. And so I share it with you. And here we go with the first affirmation three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two. This comes from Linda Rasmussen, one of our best healers. And remember, Dr. Nels and Linda will be in the studio with us next week. It's the second Sunday of the month, so free remote treatments for you and your animal friends. Anyway, you'll hear when Linda works on a human on the show, she often gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this one came from. It turned out to be so powerful. Everybody was telling me how it was shifting their lives. I started doing it, shifted mine too. So here we go with this one. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. Alrighty then. Now, this one is comes from the Ananda Institute for the Italian Division, and the one that keeps us, our physical bodies, healthy and strong, and a great affirmation to go out in the world with. So you're thinking about spreading health around, not picking up the bad stuff. So here we go with this one. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Alrighty. Now, this next one comes from Natasha. And this is the one I do all of them for me and my animal friends, but this one especially helps us kind of adjust to the energies as they are. Things are just so crazy and not going the way we're used to. So this is the one that kind of keeps us in balance with all of that. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then we conclude these affirmations with the Ananda Worldwide Spiritual Warrior affirmation, and this is the one that we get to spread God's light and love all over the world. It is definitely needed. And remember us around here, all around our country and all the countries around the world. So needed. Here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me. with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. And then to conclude this whole ritual, and this is Dr. Nell's contribution, cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. All righty then, Nathan, we are all spiritualized up for the day and the week. And gosh, look at my list and what do we got to... keeping in theme with Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday, did you know that May is National Pet Month? So you get to celebrate your pets for the whole month.
Oh boy, Abby's going to have a great month.
And then May 20th is National Rescue Dog Day.
Oh,
so if you have a rescue dog... Now, May 20th is the day that you get to celebrate them. And, of course, it's the day that if you're feeling like adding a dog to your family, it's a great day to adopt. So May 20th is National Rescue Dog Day, and the whole month is National Pet Month. So dogs, cats, chickens, whoever you live with, goats, whoever your animal friends are, you get to celebrate them all month. All righty. And the rest of that will hold for current events. And gosh. All right. So, I should tell you about this, that there, because it's going on as we speak, it's kind of current events thing, but one of the biggest dog shows of the year is happening, Nathan, started yesterday and goes from the 6th yesterday through the 9th. And that's the big Westminster dog show.
Ooh, so we're still staying in UK there.
Hmm.
We're still staying in Europe with the...
No, Westminster's here.
Oh, I was thinking of Westminster Abbey.
Right. No, and the big show in England is Crufts.
Okay.
But this is, we're talking Westminster.
Okay.
And that's on, you know, on the East Coast. And it's one of the few benched shows left in the country, which means that the dogs have to be on their benches throughout the show so people can see them and all of that. Normally that's not required. But so the show started yesterday, and so apparently there's all kinds of stuff and competition and all the regular dog show stuff with the confirmation competition and obedience and all of that sort of thing. But they have dock diving and all kinds of other events, and so it's all through the weekend, and then the show is like Monday and Tuesday, tomorrow and Tuesday, and from what I was able to find was that you can you can stream through the Westminster channel any of the stuff, but Fox will air the shows, and that will be Monday and Tuesday. So check around. You can watch on television the big part, you know, the group judging and the best of show, you know, on Monday and Tuesday. And but you can also use the Westminster channel to stream. So that is happening as we speak. And just for Loretta, oh, I can't find anything about any cat shows going on anywhere around here. And I know she's always looking for the cat shows, but nothing's coming up about cat shows. So that takes care of that now. Boy, there's also something, Nathan, that we might as well get the kind of bad news out. And I'm actually kind of shocked that this isn't getting more attention. And I don't really know why. But something else big happened yesterday in the animal world. Has to do with running.
Running.
Racing.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I know. Kentucky Derby.
There you go. Okay. So, I'm not a big fan of horse racing and all of that, although I've had relatives in the business and all of that, and so I know something about it. But the more I've learned about how the horses are handled and trained and just getting, you know, it's always we've got to run faster and harder. Well, there seem to be some real issues going on with that. And I was shocked to find out when I was looking at this, Nathan. The Kentucky Derby was yesterday, and I guess the favorite horse had to be scratched at the last minute due to a leg injury. But did you know that in this last week, getting up, moving up to the Kentucky Derby, you know, they have it at Churchill Downs, and apparently some 7 horses have died.
Wow, I just pulled up an article that says 2, so even more have been. Wow.
7 horses that have died in the last week. We're going to, and the 2 of the cases I was able to
read.
I see
what I'm seeing here. Another 2 horses died.
Another
so, yeah.
2, right.
Wow.
And I think those two, but now at least 2 of them were leg injuries. I didn't see what everybody else has died from. One trainer suspended or something. But, man, Nathan, 7 horses dead in the week coming up. Something's not right. Something's wrong with it. Why isn't there a big hoopla going on about this? I mean, if we got something, well, you know, we have the NRA that prevents us from saving people's lives and having some reasonable gun control. Have we got somebody that's controlling horse racing that's not allowing anybody to look at this stuff? And why are 7 horses dead? What are we doing or what's going on? And it seems to maybe be peculiar to the Churchill Downs location. I know that there have been issues in the past with horses being injured on that track and so forth. Or is it just the sport in general? And is it just gone too over the top? And are we pushing these horses too hard? Anyway, I don't know what's going on. If anybody has answers, I'd love to hear from you. But I don't know. I'm disturbed, and I'm surprised that there isn't more talk about this. But I thought y'all should know.
Well, I do know something about horses, and they, you know, they can literally run themselves to death because they just don't know when to stop running.
Well, and that's especially with thoroughbreds, which are what are the breed that is used for racing.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of, their brains kind of check out when they run.
So,
and sometimes in general. Anyway, I think there are big issues there that need to be looked at. And maybe this is something that is not serving a higher good at the moment for the animals anyway. But I'm disturbed by it. And I don't really understand what's going on and why there isn't more being done. And maybe there is, and I just don't know about it. So if anybody's got anything on that, let me know. All righty. So I think it's always worth mentioning at this time, because the weather is starting to shift, and we did have a couple of really hot days. Was it last week or whenever that was,
last
Nathan?
Week, yeah.
And then you said we're coming up on that again. So it's going from like, not really spring to summer type weather, boom, boom. And so when that happens, you got to really remember to be careful with your dogs and your kids and cars, because, you know, now whenever the on a 70 degree day, it all has to be 70 degrees with a car that's sitting in the sun, even with the windows partially open, it only takes 10 minutes for it to overheat to the point where it starts cooking your dog. So please be aware of that. And if it's one of those hot days, leave your dog at home, or make sure you can park in the shade and it's not a place where the sun is going to move, or that you make other arrangements for your animal. And please, let's not have any more people forget their kids, you know, in the back seat. So my advice is, if you know you travel with animals or young children, especially your kids, if the schedule's changed and maybe you don't normally drop your child off at daycare or school or wherever you drop them off, they're, you know, infant type babies, I think that's when really happens is, you know, and then you get on automatic pilot and the parent forgot that to drop off the kid, and that, you know, they end up leaving them in a hot car. So if you have to transport your child somewhere like that, and I suppose it could be an animal, but in the back seat, and it's out of your ordinary ritual that you go through, make sure you leave something in that back seat with them. Nothing that could get them in trouble, but like your phone or your purse or something that you can't get out of the car without. So you would have to go to the back seat to get it. And then you would be reminded that there's something else you need to take care of, or that you spaced it. But I think that's the greatest precaution that you could take. But let's not have any overheated kids and dogs this season. So it's time to start paying attention to that.
And right around Wednesday is when we're going to be hitting those temperatures, too. So mark that date.
Yep. And be careful about who you take and where. And, you know, and in a lot of places these days, you can take your dog with you into the business. And as long as they're well behaved. But I'll tell you, you know, there's issues with people bringing, you know, their dogs into businesses that are not well behaved. And I don't think that's acceptable. I think you need to make sure that you work with your dog friends to make sure that they have manners and are well behaved, because not everybody loves them. So we don't need dogs out there getting bad reputations. So make sure your dogs are well behaved if you're going to take them into businesses and so forth. That's a complaint I've been hearing, Nathan. Are emotional support dogs that are not trained, but yet they can go anywhere, and they give the whole therapy or service dog situation a bad reputation because they're very ill behaved, and that's not a good thing. So, and there was a situation just this last week. It was just a day or two ago at the Seattle Public Market. Did you see that news story, Nathan, where a child was bitten?
No, I did not see that one.
Yeah. Well, Aunt Martha could get on her soapbox a little bit, but it sounds like
a 2.5-year-old Pike Place Market just a couple days ago.
Yeah, a German Shepherd mix of some kind. They did have a picture. They have a picture of the dog. Now, from what I understand, dogs and pets are not allowed in the market. They're not supposed to be there in the first place. It sounds like a dog was there that shouldn't be there. And then the story, and with the picture and what I heard on saw the news, what this dog was off leash, but that this young child had been petting the dog for 2 minutes or more. And then all of a sudden, boom, the dog fired and bit her in the face. Now, not to the point of needing stitches, but of course they showed her and she had some bruises and marks on her face. And apparently the owner of the dog was a female, and they took off. So that's what made it a bad thing. They didn't stay around. But just, I would say, A, follow the rules. Animals aren't allowed in the market. If they aren't allowed, then respect that. But B, if you do have your dog in public like that, it should always be on leash and well controlled. But you also have to understand that when dogs are on leash or confined, they can be more defensive. It's more threatening to them because they don't have the option necessarily of running away. The other thing is, we have a large German Shepherd, a 2.5-year-old little girl, I don't know what was going on. They say, oh, well, she was petting the dog for 2 minutes or more before it snapped and bit her. Well, that shouldn't have happened without the dog's owner's permission and the owner right there, hands on the dog, controlling the whole situation so accidents can't happen. And I would fault both the owner of the dog and the parent of the child, because that was a completely avoidable situation. It never should have happened. And you know who's going to get blamed is the dog. And the dog didn't have control over what was going on. The owner of the dog and the parent of the child, they both had control, and it should not have happened. And please, 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 if you have young children, don't let them just pet dogs. You need permission from the owners, and you need to be right there to supervise what's going on. And if the owner is not directly supervising, hands on the dog, then just don't allow it. So I'm real sorry that it happened, and I'm sorry that the owner didn't buck up and stick around. But you know, I kind of understand that too, because you know, the dog gets blamed and all of that. And as a behavior therapist, I say something like that. I'm sure as it's interpreted as, oh, you know, there's something wrong with the dog. Well, no. And they say it happens out of the blue. Well, probably not. As a behavior therapist and trainer, if I knew more about the situation and the position the child was in, where the child was touching the dog and all of that sort of thing, I probably could give you a very good reason why the dog fired. Not that it's acceptable, but why it happened. And so therefore could have been prevented and avoided if the child wasn't allowed to do this in the first place. And the dog wasn't there in the first place. That would have prevented the whole thing, because apparently they're not allowed. So, heads up, if you have young kids around strange dogs. Okie dokie, looks like we need to take care of our advertisers again before we run out of time. I can't quite see the clock, Nathan, because your microphone's there. We go.
Yeah, we're a little so over time here.
We're over time. So let's take care of advertisers before we run out of time. And we'll come back and talk Hummers. Are yours missing? I have answers. Talk to you soon. And stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150KKNW.com on the web.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down our number one of our Mercury in Retrograde edition of Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And of course, we heard from our wonderful healer, Dr. Nils Rasmussen. And remember, he's getting ready to move out of the state. And, His got his place on the market as of last week, and he hasn't found a place to move yet, but he and his wife are looking. So you want to get connected with him while he's on this side of the mountains, and a great time to do that would be next week, because he and Sister Linda will be in the studio and free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. Check him out at healingministryforanimals.com and the do-it-yourself at program at home. The Rasmussen Reset is now available on the homepage. And he continues to do a free telephone evaluation, so just fill out the contact link and tell him you want to talk, and he'll do a free phone call with you. So healingministryforanimals.com. And we heard from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, and the Whispering Dragon Center, which is now in her home in the Shoreline area, in a phenomenal location now. It's easy to get to, and the energy is just incredible. You really want to get in for an in-person session to experience it in person. And you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give her a call to schedule something. She can see you in person at the Whispering Dragon Center, or she can work with you remotely, and you can call her at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. Okay, then, back to my list of stuff. So, big thing going on with birds these days is hummingbirds. And Nathan, the next door group out here in my neighborhood, everybody is flipping their cookies because their hummingbirds are gone. And I just got to tell you, if you do an online thing like the next door online thing, and you post something and you have a question or you don't understand something, read the post, the people answer you. I mean, because the one person started a stream about what's going on with the birds and my hummers are gone and all of this. And so I posted a whole thing, you know, that I had the same experience when it first happened at my place, but that I explained what the deal is and what this is normal behavior for hummingbirds here. We have the Annas that are here year round and the Rufus that come in the spring and then leave again in the fall. And when it is nesting, birthing and raising baby season, they disappear. So the last time I was with you here, Nathan, we were live. It's been about 3 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, two encores.
Okay, at that point, what happens? You know, I have Annas that feed here year round, and then the Rufus come in the very early spring, which happened, and then they start draining the feeders. And there's a period of time, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, that maybe up to a month, they just drink the nectar. They drink and they drink and they drink, and it's hard to keep them full, and I'm changing them all the time and filling them up all the time, and they just tank the feeders, and then all of a sudden they're gone. And so I had to find out when that first happened. Well, apparently what happens is once they build their nests, and then when they leave, they are hatching their eggs and raising up their babies. And so while they're doing that, they just, for whatever reason, they don't drink a lot of nectar. Now, it's very interesting because I've paid even more attention this year, Nathan. And so I know the first day that I had the Hummers disappeared was 2 weeks ago today, the 23rd of April. It was a Sunday. No Hummer. You know, Saturday, drain and feeders. Sunday, they're gone. So the Hummer's completely gone. And then then very, very minuscule amounts leaving any of the feeders. And so paying attention since that time, since the 23rd, I've seen three Hummers. A couple of days after that, I saw one female flew in, but didn't come to the feeder, went to the bushes and was getting bugs and left. And then a couple of days later, one female was at my fountain drinking water. And then night before, Friday evening, when I got home and I went out to check, a rufous male came in and actually took a drink of nectar out of the feeder. And that was right before dusk. That's because they normally would tank up before they go to bed. So, and according to everything I'm reading on Nextdoor, this is apparently happening universally around here. So if your Hummers are gone, that's normal. And I didn't keep track last year of how long they were gone for. So I'll know this year because I'll mark it when they start coming back. But what I'm going to do after the show today, Nathan, I pulled in all of my peripheral feeders because nobody's here. And so I pulled them all in and washed them. And since I saw that male at the feeder last night, two nights ago, I'm going to put the peripheral feeders back out today. I'm not going to fill them up because I'll have to change them again as soon as I know that the birds are coming back. But I want to be ready. And what I found last year is that as soon as the babies fledge, then they all come back, parents with the kids. And the kids aren't territorial like the adults can be. And so they'll all pull up a chair at the same bar. So I got several of the flat feeders that have like eight portals, you know, with perches around so that, you know, a bunch of the babies can line up at the same time. And that worked out really well last year. So I've got more of them this year and I'll put out my three peripheral flat feeders out this afternoon in preparation for the babies returning. So if you had wondered about your Hummers, you know, and I also, and people have been mentioning it, not seeing as many of other birds. And I would have to say that's the case too. And so I think probably it's a similar thing that when they're sitting on eggs and hatching their kids, you just don't see them out around as much. And when you do see them, they're hunting for bugs and insects to feed the babies. So that's my Hummer update. And so get prepared because they'll be back. And then the last thing would be, we also have to be paying attention now about fleas because the temperature is consistently going up. And if you had fleas in your environment last year, there will be eggs and larvae, you know, in the grass, dirt areas around your house, wherever your animals hang out. And once the temperature is consistently above 50 is when they're going to start hatching. So now I had a hatch early when it got above 50 for a few days. Gosh, it was three months ago, actually. And but I took care of that. Could happen again. I know for right now, it's starting to stay above 50 up where I am. So I think down in your neck of the woods, Nathan, is it staying above 50 most of the time?
Let me check those temperatures, see what the overnight lows are saying. Overnight lows, they do get a little bit below 50, but I mean, 90% of the day, it's above 50.
Yeah, so if it gets below 50 long enough, that'll slow down what's going on outside, but you want to be prepared. I don't use the spot on and the heavy duty chemical flea killers because I'm just not willing to do that to my animals. And they react to that stuff anyway. So I keep my outdoor environment free. And the best way to do that, if you've had fleas in your outdoor environment, is spray the beneficial predatory nematodes. And those you can't do until the temperature is definitely way above 50. So it's usually late June before you can spray the nematodes around here. And they will eat the larva of fleas and crane flies and all that kind of stuff. And then I use the natural herbal sprays, which really nice. And they have them available now. And we've got a lot of better choices these days. Well, so it looks like we are out of time. We've talked our way through hour number one. We got to fire up hour number two, and that means we got to get on the love train. Boy, have I missed that. So you need to know that this is where we get up and exercise, start making up for all the exercise we haven't been getting, and getting our juices flowing, spreading love and light all over the planet with the love train, and dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet. Get join the love train with me. I'll come by and pick you up. And I energize up the love train music to give us extra energy with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Help Animals India are next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.